Hello. Here's the thing, though. So I have to call the service coordinator to see if there is a POA on file, which I doubt it. But if the patient is technically conscious enough, because according to the service coordinator, Foma Ruth told me she signs herself or she picks the line or whatever, if she agrees that Jean is going to be her caregiver, then that's that, where regardless of whatever anybody else has to say, unless she has a power of attorney or a healthcare proxy or something that can make the decisions for her.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's his name? Erin is going to go tomorrow to see if she is conscious and she's okay and if she's able to sign it. Meaning, like, you know, I'll tell him, you know, please make sure that she is okay and wants him to be the caregiver. Then that's that. She doesn't, I mean, regardless of what the sister, the daughter says, the
she's
patient
not
wants
legal,
him and wants him.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, so
and if she's not well enough, then they would need to get her
a POA.
A POA, right.
And Erin is, he used to be, if I'm not mistaken, a service coordinator from the insurance.
So he'll understand.
Know,
okay.
Good.
Yeah,
so I would, I mean, I don't know if you want to tell her to hold off buying booking tickets because it's also, since she doesn't have a power of attorney, it's ultimately up to what the patient wants, unless someone puts a power of attorney in place.
Right. Okay.
Well, unless she wants to buy the ticket and have her come over and then the son or brother loses his mind, then that's on her. But if the patient
also,
says,
because Gene is the one who's there with the patient, I think it's going to end up being whatever he says. He's going to say, Ma, do this or that, you know?
Yeah, but Erin's probably going to be like, whoa, stop.
Okay, got it.
Erin plays no games.
Okay, that's good.
I hope. Okay. Yeah, so I called Yona about it. I was like, I'm sorry to bother you. I need you to give me advice on
figure
this.
Figure it out, exactly, right.
Which was, he was like, nope. Because the thing is that if he's, I don't know if he handles all her finances. If he handles her finances and all that stuff, technically speaking, he's not even supposed to be a caregiver for her.
Right. So he didn't say that he handles her finances. He just said, like, that he's, meaning he's paying for her. Like, he's paying for the groceries. He's paying for the house. He's paying for, I guess that's considered handling the finances?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Should I call him out on that and ask him?
Yeah, because if he handles everything for her.
Or leave it up to Erin. Erin's going to ask him.
I mean, if that's what he told you, I'm going to say that. I have to call the service coordinator, give her heads up. He's going to send us to even mention the doctor because that's an us thing, not a them.
Yeah.
But if they're okay with him being the caregiver, knowing that he pays for everything, her food, the bills.
Right.
Or whatever, then it's fine on that part. That okay, fine. They're okay with him to do the thing. And then
if
the next
not,
step
then
is,
what we'll tell, right? If the insurance is no, then we'll end up just telling Jean, like, because you're the one who's handling the finances, you can't be the aide. So we'll have your niece sign up instead.
Yep.
Okay.
And he's probably gonna lose it.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Correct.
So let me call the service coordinator and see what she does.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. Cool.
Sounds good.
Gracias.